The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "About that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Keep awake, is what Jesus said. Keep awake. It's not even 10 minutes into the service and we're already to the sermon. When does that ever happen? Keep awake. Clearly, Jesus has absolutely no idea what we've been through. I'm exhausted. In the past month, we've cheered at the World Series. We've followed a divisive election cycle. We've gathered at Thanksgiving tables with those different from us. And now we're into the rest of the holiday season. With all the coffee we've been drinking, we are awake already. I'd rather be asleep. Yet today, Jesus reminds us to keep awake. And this is the message we hear in the new liturgical year on the first Sunday of Advent each year. Today, in Paul's letter to the church in Rome, he puts us in that same headspace by saying, "You know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep." However, if you're like me, at this point I'd rather be sleeping off my turkey coma and reading a nice book next to the fire than trying to stay awake. Lucky for us, Jesus, and Paul for that matter, aren't arguing that we stay up extra late during the darkest weeks of the year. Instead, they're urging us that we should remain aware. Aware. Aware so that what we are open to, what we are alert to, what we are paying attention to, that we can really see what is unfolding. And then when we're alert and aware and we see what's unfolding, we can reflect on what that means. Paul and Jesus want us to be alert and open and reflecting. Now, I must say I'm pretty bad at this, especially when I'm stressed. As the holidays ramp up, I become more oblivious to people's emotions than when it began. I'm much like those gathered around Noah before the rain came down and the floods came up. I'm absorbed in daily life. I eat and I drink, I put on ugly Christmas sweaters, I click a bunch of buttons online and collect the gifts that are delivered. I fight off seasonal affective disorder. I try to get to the gym and clean the house and sleep on occasion, but I'm unaware. I'm out of touch. I'm asleep. And if you're like me, then what do we do? Well, if we were to ask this question to both Jesus and Paul, I think they'd remind us to prioritize. They'd call us to figure out what is most important. And that's not to say to ditch all of those daily tasks. I think you should still keep eating and drinking and going to the gym and all of those things that are important. After all, we heard that two people were grinding meal and two were in the field. One was aware and the other was not. You see, our awareness is independent from our daily living. Instead, awareness means playing the long game. And here's what today's reading means by playing the long game. You see, in Isaiah, we hear of this utopian image of the world. Isaiah's vision is that the world will no longer learn war. I thought that was really interesting. Learn war. It's a world where God administers the justice and inequality is put to rest. And as a result of God administering this justice, violence will cease. If you ask me, Isaiah sounds a lot like a textbook idealist. However, if we look back to chapter 1, we know that Isaiah is a realist at the core. You see, Isaiah in chapter 1 describes what he currently sees in the world. He sees violence and he sees bribery. He sees unfaithfulness and desolation and trampling on the poor. And while there are momentary glimpses of hope in that first chapter, they're ultimately all overrun by violence and rebellion. And then Isaiah starts chapter 2 all over again. It's idyllic. Swords and spears are transformed into plowshares and pruning hooks. You see, without violence, there is no need for swords or for spears. So things that used to take lives are now transformed into items that sustain life. And on the front of your bulletin, you can see a contemporary example where guns are transformed into shovels. And this vision is not unique to Isaiah. In fact, we find it written with the exact same words in Micah. You see, both visions remind us that confidence in our future belongs to God, who gives us our hope in the present. Let me say that one more time. Both visions remind us that confidence in our future belongs to God, who gives us hope in the present. Every generation needs assurance that the powers of this world, whether the Romans of Jesus' time or the principalities and powers of our present age, do not determine the future. And that is what I mean by moving our awareness to the long game. It's like that famous quote, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice." Because here's the thing. We, as people of faith, we are in the long game. With that, our awareness is expansive and not simply caught in the here and now. We see the world with different eyes. We're aware of things that go deeper than the surface reality. So here's a few examples of this long game. You see, the long game means that the spoken word becomes reality. The spoken word becomes reality. So when Isaiah says that the nation shall not lift up sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war anymore, we know that this will be fulfilled in time. How do we know this? Well, remember that creation story? Does anybody remember the creation story? The next question should be, which creation story, Pastor Jason? There are two of them. I mean, the first one. How does that all start? Y'all are falling asleep on me here. I know that you're looking around, you're like, I wish I was like the other people who stayed home today and was sleeping. You're okay. How does it all start? Anybody remember? So there was that first day, and we've got this dark kind of world, this empty void. And in Genesis, God said, "Let there be light." And what happened? There was light, right? Because you see, as Christians, we know that the word as promise always looks towards fulfillment. And today's spoken word is no exception. Just like God said, let there be light, and there was light, our God says, nation shall not lift up sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war anymore. And that spoken word is no exception. All right, so one example of the long game. What's another example of the long game, Pastor Jason? Well, that's my next paragraph. You see, another long game example or situation that we experience is the fact that the future belongs to God. And Isaiah reminds us that as well. That final verse of Isaiah, we're reminded that we are invited to walk into the future with our God. We're not forced, we're not coerced, but we are invited to walk into the future with our God. We're invited to learn peace and not learn war. We're invited to turn hate into love. We're invited to make violence turn into peace, corruption into justice, blindness into awareness. We're invited to illuminate the darkness and become aware of that which is hidden. We are called to open our eyes to oppression of every form. We're invited to prioritize relationships. We're challenged to lift up the weak, and we're implored to strive towards understanding. We are invited to participate in bending that arc towards justice. Today, we are invited to keep awake. And to help us with that long game awareness, in just a few moments, we're going to chant the Great Litany. I know it's long, but we're in the long game, right? See what I did there? Nobody got it. All right. My hope is that as we chant this, we'll become more aware of this long game reality. Generations have sung this litany to open their minds to things that we can easily forget in our narrow-minded living. And today, the Great Litany is both our prayers of intercession and our confession combined into one. For when we gather here in prayer and confession, we become more aware. We become aware of our darkened world, and we become aware of God's new day of light that begins now. And so as we center ourselves in this experience, I invite you to reflect on your own awareness. Step into that Advent season. I invite you to wait with me, and not wait for Christmas Day, and not wait for gifts, and not wait for winter break, although we're waiting for those as well. But instead, I want you to wait with me. Wait with the church. Wait with us in the darkness of violence and hate and uncertainty. But don't wait in just a passive way. Don't wait in just a way just to make it through, but actively wait for a time when oppression will cease, when guns will be turned into shovels, and when God will heal our division. Join me here in Wicker Park, at Wicker Park Lutheran Church. Join me here in our waiting. And as we wait in church, we will read through the book of Matthew. We started our first reading of Matthew today, and Matthew will continue to remind us that actively waiting means embracing awareness, that actively waiting means noticing the needs of the other. Matthew will remind us that out of the blue, we might just find Jesus. We might just find God around the corner in the form of a hungry person. Or we might find Jesus in an ill-clothed neighbor. Or the Holy Spirit might be found in someone sick or imprisoned. Here, in the hopefulness of Advent. Now, in the awareness of the season. And here, out of the blue, we find God. Keep awake. Be ready. God is among us.